96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When it comes to bad behavior in relationships, fair or not, men are often labeled as bad actors. But my next guest says women are beginning to flip the script, becoming the new men and changing the rules and roles that they play in the dark side of relationships. Well, Maxwell Bilyon is the author of the new book, Hermerica, How Modern Women Go From Victim to Victimizer and the Roles That Men Play. We're talking about this tonight. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You can comment on my Facebook page, friend me at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher, or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Maxwell, good to talk to you again. Thanks for joining the program.
You know, every time I come on, I've got to make sure that I don't talk during the day so my voice can stay low, because you've got that Barry White thing going on. And what I love about you is that on the radio and off the radio, you're the only guy that I know that still sounds the same.
Oh, thank you. That's my daddy's voice. So I just borrow it. So explain this new men thing that you're suggesting, that women are changing the roles, the gender roles here, and also explain this victim to victimizer thing. I'm not sure I understand that.
Well, so we all know there's no secret that women are on the upward mobility track. I mean, they are graduating at a much higher rate than males from four-year universities, and even going on to higher learning. They're going into the workforce. In fact, there were stats toward the beginning of this year that said that during the Bush recession, 70% of the jobs that were lost by men. When those jobs were rehired, 70% of them went to women in corporate America. So women are on the upward track, and rightly so. They fought for a long time. However, with that upward mobility, what we've seen is this new trend where women are the new men in all of the elements that are not so great. And I'll give you a few of those examples. We've seen a rise of over 40% in domestic violence, women against men. We've seen a rise in alcoholism of 35% of women over men. We've seen a rise in promiscuity of women above males in college. And even more so, in one of the scariest elements of it all, we've seen a rise in corporate America in sexual harassment and workplace bullying, women over men. So what I deciphered during the writing of this book was that women had a progressive model of what I call the abuse of power. And traditionally speaking, that abuse of power was exclusive to men. However, as women have now become more powerful, or powerful in general, as I should say, they have taken the only model, the only example that they had, and now they're using it in the same fashion that those poor and emotionally victimizing men did, and they have become the new men.
But how do you know that? I mean, isn't it possible that, you know, women like men have also been bad actors, you know, behaving poorly in relationships? It's just that we don't often hear as much about it. Are they, you know, better at keeping their activity more, you know, more discreet? Are we getting better at chronicling these kinds of activities that you're suggesting?
Yeah, well, traditionally speaking, I'll give you the perfect stat to answer your question. In the year 2000, the National Association of Divorce Lawyers of America did a poll and some research where 14% of the women that got a divorce in America during the year 2000 admitted to being cheating at least one time during the course of the marriage. And remember, these are people in divorce court. However, if we fast forward 10 years later, just 3 to 4 years ago, that same poll was done, and that number was 51%. Now, 3 years later, that number is 57%. And Harold, those are just the women that admit it. So how did we go from 14% in a decade to the highest that we've ever seen, to 57% where women admit to infidelity? That is this power, this newfound power, or this false sense of independence that women have learned from men, whereas riches, financial independence, financial security equal commonplace to all things, and not just all things good, but also all things bad.
Okay, let me go to the phone lines, because I need to hear what, you know, some of the women have to say about this as well. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Coffee calling from Capitol Heights. Thanks for calling, Coffee. What's on your mind?
This topic is perfect. I think your guest is absolutely correct about power. I think it's not so much about women becoming the new men, although I think it's more about the effects of power repeating itself. I think there was a phrase when I was younger, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I think a lot of women moving towards this new empowered phase of women's being, you know, not being just a housewife anymore, not having to accept abuses or things that they see as abuses, and being able to have a voice has also made itself known in the areas that he's mentioning. But there's so much more to it with regard to, it's not so much that they learn it from men. I think it's just what you're learning, period, about power and how historically power has converted what was good, like the desire for women to speak up and make choices and be empowered, and how that can be converted in the face of power when you feel as if you don't have to answer to anyone, or you don't have to ask for permission anymore.
Interesting. Coffee, thank you so much.
Permission's a great word. Permission's a great word, Harold. I mean, and what she said is poignant, but let me disagree. Because when we had the village, when our nation was still run on the concept of the village raising the family, women were in power, but they were in power to nurture. Once we got rid of that role, once we started coming home in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and saying, oh, you only take care of the kids. Oh, all you do is sit at home all day and take care of the kids in the house. And we started demeaning that role. We saw women beginning to yearn and desire a different role of equality. And that is where they had to learn what that equality meant. And they learned that from the only example that they had, which was men.
Okay. Coffee, thank you for your phone call. You talk about three different kinds of people: victims, victimizers, and enablers. Can you define that? Because, like I said in the beginning, I'm a little confused on, especially, you know, the victims and victimizers. And we are talking about bad behavior. So define that, please.
Well, but we're not talking about bad behavior overall, because when you're a child, and most of us learn how to become victims and victimizers at a very early age, there's usually some sort of emotional or physical betrayal that happens in our early years and in our adolescent years that teaches us how to trust or how to distrust. And so at that point, it's not bad behavior. As you grow older, then, and you adopt and adapt into society, then you learn where you can be a victim and where you need to be a victimizer in order to protect yourself. And so the first part of it is we all start off as being a victim. Everyone who's ever been a victim, everyone who's ever victimized someone at some point in time, Errol, they weren't just a bad apple or a bad actor, as you say. They were victimized by someone else. Then the cycle takes them from victim to victimizer in their need and desire to protect themselves. When you don't know the signs of your own victimization, you have no choice but to get stuck in what I call the cycle of role reversal, where you have the need to protect yourself. On the flip side of that...
Well, hold on, Max, hold on 1 second, because I've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to dig a little bit deeper. I don't know if I feel you on this or not. I'm listening, and I hope that you are too. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Lines are open. Welcome back to the Daily Drama on Sirius XM Channel 141 and WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking tonight, are women becoming the new men when it comes to bad behavior or role reversal in relationships? Maxwell Bilyon is the author of the new book, Hermerica, How Modern Women Go From Victim to Victimizer and the Roles That Men Play. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. But before I go back to you, Maxwell, I want to read you something from my Facebook page and tell me if this is the kind of thing that you're talking about. Now, Maria has said, and she said quite a bit, but I'll read the short passage. She agrees. She says she's been told several times from men that she's dating that she acts like the man in the relationship. And then she goes on to say, I'm giving them a taste of their own medicine. That doesn't sound to me as if she's talking about giving one man a taste of his own medicine, but indeed she may be speaking more broadly, as in, you know, herself representing women giving men a taste of their own medicine. Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. Part two of my book, Hermerica, and by the way, Harold, the book's the best bestseller, went top 10 in the nation last week.
Congratulations. Go on, I'm listening.
Part two. I do a case study on a very famous woman, actually from the D.C., Maryland area, big author, big movie producer, all this, that I had a relationship with, a great friendship and business partnership with, and a great relationship. And that relationship fell apart because she had never resolved the emotional betrayal from different men. And what happened is she didn't understand my brotherly affection toward her because she'd been so scarred and so used to it. So her only way to react to me not reciprocating her advances was to showcase to me, as Maria said on your Facebook page, a taste of our own medicine, of the culture of men that had betrayed her. And that's what we find among CEOs, CFOs, COOs. Women that are getting to these levels, they have been so scarred and so betrayed on their way up that ladder that by the time they get there, their only ability to showcase it is to do what we did to them.
Okay, but, you know, to me, it sounds like you're saying now men and women are at war.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great word. Thank you for using the word that I use in the book. We are at war. It's us versus them. Him versus her, and in the wake of it all is the demise of the human family. Our families are losing. I'll give you a stat to prove it. 31, this is last year's statistic, Harold. 31 out of every 1,000 women above the age of 27 are getting married in America. It's an all-time low. The closest we ever got to this number, Harold, was three times that amount. How did we get to 31 out of every 1,000? Because now women are the new men.
Well, see, I would disagree with that because I think that, you know, as it relates to marriage, and we've had this discussion on this program before, in that, you know, historically women needed men in order to survive. You know, there was a time when women couldn't even buy a house without their husband's signature or get a credit card. Well, they don't, you know, some would argue that freedom has allowed women to have choices as opposed to being tied to men, you know, for survival. We'll finish that in just a bit. If you're on the phone, I promise I will get to you on this issue. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More on this issue in just a few seconds.